The 2018 Teaching Series in the USA. Heart Drop of My Heart Advice. 1. Speaker, Kenpo Sotrum Nodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website, www.luminouswisdom.org.
하더니 당아서 주저 따라 나로고 주저더니 곤증긴
So we are going to begin now with our teaching.
네 나초 다리 갑스더니 주저 님아슴 그더니 차르지디디제스
This time we are going to have teachings for 3 days.
네 님아슴 그나라더니 나초 다리 주저 그더니 다 난동 그더니 조샤초드 더니 라마 유진노 그더니 솜비 냥뜸 냥가 틀리 지피더니 다 줌 마손도 다리 마르츠말라더니 체크레스
So the focus of our teaching over the coming 3 days will be this text composed by His Holiness Jimmy Punsok, The Heart Drop of Heart Advice.
Tani tari nga chun di nga la yu pi tani loma cho yin na tani tani di nga la nga su chusom di tani taga loma rezi changma tani kashin rama tokpa tani chusom di tani loma namgin chusom di nga la tani taga pep de gen tani namgin chusom di nga ni lo yung jiga yung ken o tani titsu korda rezi.
So this time, everybody gathered here for these teachings, with the exception of a few people are members of this Sangha, members who gather together usually and study together the teachings.
Tani tindi yindi, chusom di nang landa na tani kambu lodun thaye tani kongga ta takbar tani chuchat zong tani changmala nyamlin da taso pe yakpo tani gobdukji tindu shini namgin tani yonangandagus.
And Kempo Lodwa Daye usually teaches everyone here very well, gives them guidance in practice.
Tani tindi yindi chutu namgin tini ta kerang tsola tini samlo tana namgin tini chutu mambo tini nyaya gorkup tini pe tini yakbo tini ndugus.
So for everybody here, you normally have very good opportunities to hear the teachings. So me here coming today and giving you teachings, there's nothing new that I have to say to you. There's nothing different from what Kampu Lodru Daya normally teaches.
Tini nyu sarva tini re ma sopa tini nang josha ngama namgin tini keso tini ta nyen tu jitir rapore ta ma sopa lhamu cha kakayo ma re.
With the exception of me being a new person here, the content of what I have to tell you or teach you is no different from that which you ordinary hear.
Tini kyusun di ka dina sacha ndaya tini pe tini sacha wimba kusumbo tini sacha tini ta kibo tini zindus.
And here you have such a quiet, isolated, pleasant place.
Tini nga tsu chu nyamlin jena sacha tini zika tukne tini jena tini nyamlin yakbo yungore.
And to practice in a place like this, one achieves good results.
Tini ndakang yang ta ta tsama ngdi tolna tini kable mambo jewo kire ta 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 mndini mambo sonan sok chok sa ga tini pe yang bo tini zom du.
And through everybody really toiling hard, you've managed to build an assembly hall like this that is able to accommodate everyone. It's really wonderful.
Tini indi ta nga sun tini chuin so jong jena nda nyamlin jena nda tini kangdu shina yang tini chakin ga toni.
So whether it's for the study of the teachings or the practice of the teachings, one can say that your conditions now are very good.
And 네 텐즈누 디니 곰테즈 잠 냠마카실레 만나야 데 텐디 쥐나 데 소소랑가 데 냠링가 톨라 데 야르지 데니 로키 토소페 약보용거레스
So even though throughout the course of every year and month we've got a lot of work to do and there isn't always much time, nevertheless, to be able to take some time out, whether it just be a few days and come here and practice, meditate, doing this, your practice will surely develop. So even though it's difficult to reside here for a long time, for a long duration of time, nevertheless, by combining stays here with practice in your own home, everybody has families and household affairs to attend to. So by combining these two, practice at home and then coming here for a period of time when one has time available, this is a sure way to see one's practice progress. So the what we're going to be studying over the next few days is this text by His Holiness Jimmy Punsok. Kenpo Jimmy Punsok is the Lama of not only Kenpo Lodro Daya and myself, but also many other people, practitioners in America. Of course, everyone says of their own Lama, my Lama is wonderful, my Lama is fine. Nobody says of their own Lama, my Lama is bad. However, Lama Kenpo Jimmy Punsok really was a wonderful Lama, no different from the Buddha.
Then is Sanji Mumandao Yore Songit Zigitang, as such Hamaga, then he Longton Dada, then he answered that, then he could think for long as Zego Marz, Tartaga, then he Lama, Rangatini, then he Zappa, or Telatani, then he Sanji Napo Yore, the Zegres.
In saying that, His Holiness Jimmy Punsok is like the Buddha. This is not a saying that I just take from the scriptures. Everyone in saying this is really bases this on the deeds of Kenpo Jimmy Punsok himself. So probably there isn't much need for me to give a lot of introduction about this today. All of you here are old students, and no doubt Kenpo Lodro Daye has provided you introduction about this before. But it's important that we understand the precious qualities of a lama. Because once we understand the qualities of a lama, then we're able to give rise to faith effectively in our own hearts.
Nyamling gatola te And
when one is able to give rise to strong faith, then one is able to receive the blessing of one's Lama. And this way, the effect or the impact, the help for one's practice is immense. So we are now going to start with the text. This text we're going to be studying together for 3 days. So this text or this teaching, the Heart Drop of Heart Advice, was taught or given, composed by His Holiness Jimmy Punsok at Wu Tai Shan in China, the Wu Tai Mountains. Usually when any of us compose any writings, we usually write a line, think about it, erase something, rewrite something. This is how we all usually go about composing work. However, in the Nyingma tradition, not just in the Nyingma tradition, but it's particularly prevalent in the Nyingma tradition for Teton or treasure revealers not to compose texts like this. So not by writing a line, thinking about it, and then recorrecting. Rather, they write in one flow. For Nyingma masters, for treasure revealers in particular, they have many teachings in their mind. And then due to various causes and conditions, when they write them out, they write it out like the flow of water. So even though when we take a look at this text, it's not a long text, it's quite concise. However, what it contains therein is very vast. And as it said at the end of this text, this teaching was composed in just
23 minutes.
And at the time, at Wu Tai Shan, when Kampo Jimmy Punsok composed this text, I was actually serving as his cook or assistant. And at that time, we were living quite high in the mountains. And in order to fetch water, it was necessary to go down the mountain a bit, down the mountain a little distance in order to get water. And so at this time, I went down the mountain with a plastic receptacle on my back to get water. And by the time that I had fetched water and come back to where we were, Kenpo Jimmy Puntsok had already finished writing this.
And
he said that he'd written this text, he'd written this teaching. So this text was composed in a really, really short time, just the length of time that it took me to go down the mountain, get some water and come back. He'd already written it. So even though this is a very short text, the way it is written or composed is similar to that of Lungchenpa's finding rest and ease in the nature of mind, and Jimmy Limpa's treasury of precious qualities. And when I say that it is written in the same style as these two works, what I mean by that is that it starts off with the absolute basics of, or the foundation for Dharma practice, and then progresses step by step into the very most advanced level of practice. And so contained in this text is a complete path of practice in a condensed version. So starting off at the very beginning, right up to Dzogchen practice, this is how this text is composed.
The name, the Jonti Tso Nala, the Nyamlin Chatsang, Yopi Jimsenji, the name.
So because it contains a complete path of practice from the beginning to end, this style of teaching or style of text is called a text that contains the complete Dharma. And this is the kind of text that Lungchenpa composed and also that Jimmy Limpa composed as well.
Tani zhong de la tani tana tani da nga tso nanchu la tani da lo zhong da tani tsawane shi mamnyung khenzi ge nan de la lo zhong ya po je zhang na da nga tso ndo sa ga lam ka tani tani rindu samba da wo cha sang da wo tani halam halam gondro res.
So this text is one that a non-Buddhist could take and with someone without any practice experience whatsoever, and by reading it, understand the complete path of practice. That is, they would be able to look at this text and understand, oh, this is the path that I need to follow. So many Buddhist practitioners these days, they do talk sadhanas. When a lama comes, they attend empowerment rituals. They do their own mantra recitations. And so in this way, their practice is rather diffuse.
So 람 차상 라오데 데네 하고고나야 데즈카 보요데스.
It's somewhat difficult to gain an understanding of the complete path that one needs to follow, beginning with this, then following it with this, and then finally completing it with this.
Then, tan di la tin di lojong zhe jang na tin nga zo ta nga ngarang ge su so tin ni nyamlin zhe je na o ta gorum den ji ren du sam de gorum da dam ba go ni chama zo o tan thar tik tin ji go ng du sam ba ro chama ha kon ro ge.
However, by studying a text like this, all of us can understand the sequence that we need to follow, the process that we need to follow step by step until what we need to do in our final or advanced stage of practice.
Aya teni ta nga cho ti nang don de teni sha ge yin se ta ri nga cho ya ni ma sam ma to yo ma re teni din nang don ya ji pa ngo ma zu teni sha gu na yo sha ta ma re.
So we're going to now start looking at the text itself. This time we've only got some 3 days together, so the teaching is not going to be on the text is not going to be incredibly detailed. So in the course of 3 days we've got 6 teachings.
Ini chizu chigyo na de nangla de nimas chigla de ni chizu mare chizu chig mare wa ngaso nimas chigla nga tro shiro chizu jin de gsi nimas chigla.
So in one day we've got 4 hours of teachings.
Then di indi nimas chigla de ni ta chizu jin de ta yin na ta ngaso nima simri de nangla she tang ge de ni chizu jing ni de ta yin na ngarang la de ni she ji yang chizu chig ma to de nangla yo mare she ka de ma to yo mare.
So even though we have 12 hours of teaching together, actually because of the need for translation, I'm only able to teach for half of that time. And that's the disadvantage of me not being able to speak English. Because of the fact that we've only got 6 hours of teaching, our treatment of the text is just going to be an overall one.
A kangster nga so tini to dima yin na tini chama dima ga tambo dima la tini lobjong ji tini jima tini to ta kamolo tun thai khong yore tini cheso ti na ni chhi chhi ri chhi chhi ri tini ja chim bo nang tun ja chim bo yore tini nyamlin zo kan ri che go to so kor ta jima ka le rim ji rim ji lobjong ji na tini jigres.
So even though my teaching on the text is going to be an overall style of teaching, in the future, Kambolodro Daye can provide a more detailed line-by-line treatment of the text, going into different terms and explaining their vast meanings, connecting them to practice.
Also boba chizi donda kare re zina rang ka sim ga tang ne tini ta tini parsha pi ka ja de re zi ta shir dang ga chi ka ja zi mai ba ga sim ga tang ne ha le pa ga tini donda chim bo la zi ni tini sha pa ka ja ti so la nyang sam zi ni tini nam ji nga sun cho wa ga cho la ga tini zi ga re zi.
So in the title of this text is the heart drop of heart advice. Heart advice, what do we mean by this word, ningdam, in Tibetan? Well, what we mean is these are words that are spoken from the bottom of one's heart. They're not just ordinary words or ordinary advice. These are really words that are considered by the author or the teacher to be of the most meaning.
Yang syaitan ngaco yang tem tini fsha na tina la yang pena mizan la tini lapsha ina tini syaca bi kaja di cuma la yang tem zegre syaca guni fsha bi kaja di cuma la yang tem zegres.
In Tibetan, though, when we talk about heart advice, this might be some sincere advice that we impart to someone, or advice of care that we give someone. All of these kinds of words from the heart take this name of heart advice. So when we talk about the heart drop of heart advice, what we mean here is the essence of heart advice. In general, advice that comes from the heart, there's lots of different kinds that we might impart to people, but when we speak of the heart drop, this really means the essence of our heart advice. So that is the name of this text.
So
So according to tradition, when a text is composed, first we supplicate or pay homage to one's personal deity or favored idam. It's not just, of course, when composing a text. Indeed, any important activity, an activity that is very meaningful, to begin with, we supplicate our personal deity and then enter into the activity. So this text begins with a supplication to Manjushri. So Kempo Jimmy Punsok considered or took Manjushri to be his personal deity. So when Kempo Jimmy Punsok composed this text, he did so by supplicating Manjushri with the prayer that all students who come to this text to study it or practice it, that the Dharma will be realized in their minds. So after having supplicated one's deity or made a homage to one's deity at the beginning of one's text, and again before engaging in any kind of activity that is of benefit to other beings, the next thing, and this is another step that follows tradition, is for the composer of a text to state their intention or their purpose, their commitment in writing this text. And we can find that in the second verse on page 2.
So ti pecha ti tini yige ti pe hal li pa ga tini mong bo re ji tini chulu jam ban ra wo yin na tini yo tip chi ti ni tini tap di bo re ta nang chu ti ha li pa ga tini jong mong bo yo re.
In Buddhism, we have a great many texts, with great many verses. Other religious traditions often just have one or two books there, but for Buddhism, we have an abundance of texts.
And
so it's just not possible for one person in their lifetime to study all of these texts. Time just wouldn't permit it. So it's really important that we extract the essence from these scriptures and make that the basis for our practice. So the meaning of this verse on page 2 is that this is an extraction from all of these texts, the most essential points of practice, and it's a presentation of them in simple terms for the purpose of practice. So this is the purpose or commitment that precedes this teaching. So let's now look at the third verse. So this verse is talking about the attitude of renunciation. Up until the present day, many people have a very strange understanding of what renunciation means. In fact, it seems as if they have a misunderstanding of renunciation. There are some people who think that renunciation means casting aside one's family affairs, casting aside one's worldly affairs, and becoming a monastic. But this is not what renunciation means. And then there are others who think that renunciation means removing oneself or separating oneself from one's family and worldly matters. But this is also not the case. Then there are others who think that renunciation means leading a life of hardship and destitution, eating and wearing and using things that are only very basic in nature. But this is also not what renunciation means. So it's really important that we gain an accurate understanding of what renunciation means. It's one of the most important things in the Dharma, so we really need to understand it.
So ngazu lega le na samlo ta na gang dang gang yin na de ni ta ti chu thong thong de ni zu na la de ni samlo ta ni de ni che jang na ta ngazu de ni sha ba ya chim bo zu de ni chi chang shi thap kum man de gu.
So the first line of this verse says, if we're attached to this life, we lack the good fortune to practice the Dharma. And what this is talking about is, if we really only fix our mind on this life, this lifetime, this lifespan, it's very short in its period. And by doing this, without a more long-term vision, we will not be able to accomplish things of a really great nature.
Then nga cho pe na nga cho gum jab na re ten ra wo kun dom ban do na re ten nga cho mi ja la jok pa chi wi ten di ge wa dum na ge wa kang dum na sam ma de ten di ta nga rang chen di thola nga rang che po yong ya nda wo ten di chi po la ten di sam so na te sam lo de ha le pa ten di ge to po da ja chung chung res.
So if by doing meditation or recitations or engaging in beneficial actions for other people. In fact, if all of the virtuous kinds of activities that we do with the hope that it will enhance our happiness in this life only, then this is a very, very narrow, a very confined way of thinking.
Jangrambo la tini samlo tani tini mchizya di tini chinda shupo la samlo matani tini jangrambo la tini samlo tani par samlo ke yangbo shi tini par ni jangrambo la tini tayati nangchu tini kyachu shiris.
But to take a long-term approach to life, that is not just seeing it as this lifetime, but much longer than this. Adopting such an open, long-term perspective is a characteristic, an attribute of Buddhism.
Then I saw Tambo, then he moved it, it's in the Sipola, then he's some long time. Then he sent it all out on a Kandichi Gores and a tan dopa latin it in a long shirt, then in dopi on the long shirt. Oh, Pena Zamazaki and Nari, then I was a good in a soso, then he better than Mukutachi, Nava and Yanji, then it in the Tinny Tonda. Chipu mato bazala tini samlotan machina tini mtsi tse shimada ya boka di yonda mtsin di tola yang tini dechi tang damba di yonda kumendugus.
So if our only purpose or goal is this life, then we will find our and chasing our desires, then we will find them growing and growing. If we're only thinking about what we eat or the things we see with our eyes, the sounds we hear with our ears, thinking about nothing else than this, then not only will we not be able to achieve happiness in the next life, but neither will we in this life either.
Then you got to sim de la korang la deni sim ga sangwa sangwa mambondus mimi sangwa mambondus rumba mambondus.
So there are many secrets in our mind. There are many levels of secrets in the mind. However, these secrets in our minds are ones that we ourselves don't even know. So as for our desires, if they continue to grow larger and larger, then they eventually get grow to a state of infinite craving. So it's important that we understand properly whether we will about chasing our desires or not chasing our desires.
The Jimson Congress in the Natsu Nufshola, the Samlotana Logi, Tola, the Nufshoko, the Chulugta, the Nufshoko Samlo, the Parla, Dopa, the Longshom Shoko Tola, Nyota Mambo.
he's talking about the.
The young boss who was
go so. The youngest one.
Masuna, the youngest. Oh, yeah. The no shock of chuligrava. Zamalanga no shock of chulig down. The no shock of Samlo. Sanyrig bag of Samlo. Parlazi. Oh, yeah. The knee. Dopala long shoot choker is the atom, dopala long shoot choker marries the at the parla cotos. Nyokta mambo to do it, it chulukta, sanir parla, nyokta mambo shong do it, lojitola.
So, in the course of history, there has been much conflict between Western science and Western religion regarding the pursuit of material desire.
Shuda then in Sanyi Ripaga Tola, then a Nyota Mambo, then if Shung Songs it, they in be Jimsinki, then me nam Ganala, then in me nam Gasim Ganala, Dopala, Shota, Mashuzia Tela, this Susu Yang, Susu Samser Mambo Yores. The Jimsinki.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Yeah, yeah. She's down the Mumanka Samba, the Nidraminas.
Ah, Matsoko Samu, La Shikin, the Nidramada Mambo, Wachang Ramada Mambo.
So, due to the fact that there are that there have been different propositions, different assertions made by both science and religious on this topic, people in their ordinary people. Have all different thoughts about this.
Then you also Dopal Altini Long Mosho, Zenayan, Kashi Chitinita, Natsotarikola, Japando, Shinin, Soa, Dubodan, Soa, Tobodan, Tatama Paraigni, then this go under what Indila Goalengi or is it in Dopa La Long Mosho Zena, then this La Condro and Dose Kashi, Ina de Maris.
And there of these sides, there are those who say that we shouldn't pursue material things. There are people who say that this is not okay.
Then I also should now should taba chimbo ina pena chorang dopi tini longshu kari chorang la yona tini te tsabane gakamares.
However, in Buddhism, Buddhism doesn't object to this. Buddhism holds that whatever your current state of material life is, it's fine.
Pena gato dopi tini longshu tetsu pena musa panda o tang yana kumma dia panda o tindi ge tini mi zhang la simchen zhang la nupa chini tini thopa yinna tindi ge mar ma to te ma yinna tini te shirtang ge khatsun chua ge na la yo na yopi tini longshu tetsu pena koran chua yak thachun ra po yo na te Oh, that you're on so I have boyona, then in now should drip three or marry, so I have body pango is it in this song of marries.
So long as one doesn't kill or steal or harm other beings to acquire the things that one sets one's minds on, then Buddhism doesn't object to the pursuit or possession of material things. Buddhism doesn't require that people. Renounce a good quality of life.
Tini thing also pena mukashi kashi tini sim down tini tumbo shini tini dishi japa marizi. Now chu tapa chimbo korang shirton korang tamani ti rang res.
Dik yanja suna jigribangi yapokoma song.
Oh, yata. Ti mus jambatso mukashi tini pena nushukumanda wata yana tangru kumanda wotini sim down tumbo zuni.
So this way of this perspective is not one that is being said to be in accordance with the way that modern people think or the desires of Western people. This is a position that the Mahayana teachings have always had.
Korang la tsin de chupu mato bazan samlo tanga chichi o mareze mkhashela.
But there are some people who really only think about this very life and don't think about anything beyond this.
Oh, tini tsin di tola tini korang tini dopi longshu tini ta tsua yapu yongji ta tini dopa la longshu ki tis chupu mato bazan ba korang samlo tini chichi o mareze mkhashi tini des.
And some people who only think about their material pursuits in this life, their quality of this life, and don't think about anything other than this.
Ota tendinda poresona teni ngaso teni chukang dubgona teni te karayo mare ya po dubtap mare songyo res.
However, if one thinks like this, then it is not possible to practice the teachings well. So this is what this text says.
내가 아주 심기 상화 내가 아주 다리 상화 망보 여리자 상화 그치디 강리자나 아주 높아디 내니 탐이 빠디 내 패런 좋아디 내니 더 아주 미 망보 어디니 다 냠용구 거니 다다 하고 여리디 상화 시그리자 나마이 나 아주 되고 말이다 나랑라 간디 고나 간디 요나 때 나랑라 요 차비 지니 내니 나랑 양보린도 오래 삼니 된디 삼고 여리다 때 말해지 때니 때 요 차비 지니
So our minds, as just mentioned, have many secrets. There are many secrets of our minds. And one of these secrets is that our desires or cravings can increase infinitely. And this is something that we understand now, but once upon a time, people didn't understand that. People thought, oh, if I had this or if I had that, I'd be really good. However, now we understand that once we get one thing, then we simply want another. So this is a secret of how our minds work.
되니 추드스르거든이 디수 요마레다 벤도디포 탑디보시니샤나 덴디다 포즈링아 소 디수티 파르 고샤야포 잠니 디수 카시그나라 소와케르와 디수 카시그나라 되니 추냠닌제야 덴디다 오고군두스
So if our entire energies are focused just on this life then well in simple terms we won't have any time for our practice. And so it's important that we do allocate the time that we have properly, allocating some time for our lives and worldly affairs and some time for practice. So it's very important that if we want to practice Buddhism, that we have a stable plan for doing so. Many people in the West, when we are inclined to make systematic and long-term plans for our work. So to begin with this and then do that, we are accustomed to making plans of a systematic nature for accomplishing things. And it's the same in Buddhism too. It's important that we make a good plan at the beginning.
되니 차르지 메네 베나다 테랑 가서 나랑라 되니 추석 주요나 디나란 돈이 돈바테진도 야 산인 잠바 잠바즈글라 왕즈요나 테 왕테지 다 딘딘다오 딘딘다오 시 데나 되니 판톡 테지요레 마토 바 냠링 오마즈 되니 용탑고 마레
If on the other hand, today we go to a Dharma center, do some recitations, tomorrow go to an empowerment somewhere else, it's not to say that there is no benefit. There is some benefit. However, we can't practice properly by doing this. So it's important that we make a stable and long-term plan that entails us allocating time to practice, to do a certain practice in one period and followed by another practice in another period and make a plan of like this. So the main determining factor as to whether one's Buddhist practice is successful or not is whether or not it's stable. Stability is the number one factor.
So Tepena ngatsu chik korna ra chik tsabushi na chik korna tani ta chik korang kul masungu vardu rewa tani me tani chimbo tangne tani jina tani nyokbo tani chik tani kol kareze te mato tani ngatsu yang chik korwi kapsi tani me tezi par yang me me bachi yang me tezi par yang me me bachi tani jida na nima chik layi na tani chik tani yar kol tabgu mandu wazi.
So we can liken it to when we boil water. If we boil a pot of water on a large flame, then the water will boil very quickly. If, on the other hand, we are continually turning off and on the gas, then even in one day, water will not boil. And it's the same with our practice. If we do practice sometimes and not at others, sometimes let it slide, and generally our practice is unstable, then it's not possible to attain good results. So even though there is no restraint from the Buddhist perspective on people desiring material pursuits, so long as they don't acquire them through unvirtuous or harmful means, nevertheless, by focusing on these things early, we simply won't have time for our practice. It's important that we do allocate our time so that we have time for our everyday lives and also time for practice. So this is what this verse speaks to. So actually the meaning of this verse is extremely important. As humans arriving in this world, it's important that we, regarding our future path, the direction that we take in our human life, we need to make choices in respect of this. So it's really important that we know how to make a choice. So in Buddhism, we usually talk about people, beings dying and then receiving many future rebirths. However, for people in this life who are able to make a proper choice of paths, then there is no need for this continual process of being reborn. And so if in this life we only focus on material pursuits, then we won't have an opportunity to practice the Dharma.
So
So if in this life we've been preoccupied with becoming rich, gaining, you know, acquisitions, fame, etc., then at the end of our lives, this will all strike us as though it were a dream. So if this is the path that we pursue in our life, well, we, in regards to our finances, our education, our social position, etc., at the beginning of our lives, we start off from a position of zero or point zero, and then through a lot of work and toil and investment and diligence, we gradually improve, develop ourselves. But at the end of life, at the time of our death, we have essentially progressed from zero to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. At the time of our death, this is a moment of return to zero once again. And it's the same for the richest people in the world, the richest 1, 2, or 3, 4 richest people. They also start off at a point of zero, and through their work and efforts and diligence, rise to a point of great richness. However, when they die, it's just the same. They also return to point zero.
Yeah. Then it then in the tongue also Lamka Tin Alandrona, Nasu Karti Lamka Tin Alandrona, then in Jimji, the Tintis race.
And so, if this is the path that we choose, then this is the result we will get.
Then you know that Tinti in the team, me Mambozuka Hako, your Mara Hamako, Jimsinji, then Lamka Tin Alandro, or is an Atson Zambalanga, me Manchi shoot it.
And most people, not understanding this, pursue this path. The vast majority of people in the world are taking, following this path. However, those who are a little bit more clear with their understanding, giving the matter some thought, appreciate that simply following this path only is not enough, that it is necessary to incorporate something else as well. And so some people understand that simply pursuing a pleasant life is not enough, and that it is necessary to combine it with the practice of the Dharma. There are some people who recognize this. And for people who take this path when they, at the time of their death, they don't return completely to zero. That is, there are things that they have accumulated throughout the course of their life, such as qualities of their mind that they can effectively take with them. So after having made the choice of path to follow, after having made the choice of to practice the Dharma, recognize the need to practice the Dharma, then we take our first step. So that first step is what we see here in the fourth verse.
Then, tangarang lamka tindi tilandro go tini chu nyamse lensa lamka tina langarang ro go ndu sambi tini soso go tini semtak cha chawi jini ta kandri che go re jina tini nga so ta lama tini te teng go re si te ola nga so lama z tini tsar go re ma to pa lama ma tsar na ta nga so lamka tina la kandri ro go shi ma re.
So after we've made the choice to practice the Dharma, then it's important, the next step is finding a Lama to rely on. Without a teacher to guide us, then we won't know how to proceed on the path.
Tini yang Lama tita ngatso tini gang rizina, ta Lama tila tini yang rimba mambu yores.
Of course, there are many different levels of Lama.
Tini Lama kashina,
and some lamas, some spiritual guides are like teachers. Some lamas, some spiritual guides are like our mothers. And so there are many different kinds, different varieties of spiritual teachers. However, there are conditions that need to be fulfilled in order for a lama to serve as our spiritual guide. And in the Buddhist teachings, the criteria that need to be fulfilled for different levels of spiritual teachers are spelled out very clearly. So it is spelled out clearly what a Vajrayana Lama entails, what a Mahayana Lama entails, what a Hinayana Lama or teacher entails. This is all set out in very clear terms. So the first thing that we need to do is find for ourselves a qualified teacher. Prior to doing this, though, it's important that we do some study. That is, if we wish to study the Vajrayana teachings, then we should acquaint ourselves with what the criteria of a Vajrayana spiritual guide. And in the Nyingma tradition, texts such as finding rest and ease in the nature of the mind, the treasury of precious qualities, and the words of my perfect teacher discuss this very comprehensively. So first, understanding the criteria in question, after we gain an understanding, then we need to go about finding a Lama who is qualified.
Tini ngama na ina tini pe na bok tini ta khepa mambu jagar la tini drone tini lama chu tini ta jagar ga lama ta chu tini ta tengre ti kap se tini lama tem bi kap se ko chu tini lama sanya ta damba tini yak po tini tini zavi che ta tini kap le ha le pa mambu jam ni tini tendu che gres.
Centuries gone by, there were many Tibetan seekers of the Dharma who went to India to rely on our spiritual guides over there. So in order for these Tibetan seekers to locate a qualified teacher in India, they endured many, many hardships. And it was also the same in Tibet. Everybody knows about the biography of Milarepa, for example.
Tendi indi thomar lama temba te pe gar chimbores.
Chisiti Thomas.
Thomar.
Oh, so to begin with, it is very important to rely on a teacher.
Gonda. Ngara chamba de zpoyo.
Oh, Campbell said he's sorry, he's got a bit of a cold.
And
because he's got a cold, his throat is a bit dry.
The
previous place that Kempo was giving teachings, the weather was very changeable, sometimes cold, sometimes hot, and so everybody came down with a cold. So he got a little bit of a cold, but it's not serious and it's pretty much healed. And there's no need for any concern. He will complete the 3 days of teachings. So it's important, firstly, to observe the qualities of a lama, of a lama, and then after having located a teacher who is qualified, it's important to then rely on them.
And
from time to time, there are many issues that arise in the context of the teacher-student relationship.
There are some people who think, let's say, yes. Mm-hmm.
So there are some people who think that Tibetan lamas, and particularly Vajrayana lamas, are somewhat like feudal kings, just handing out orders to do this and that. And if you read the biography of Milarepa, then you can see his teacher Marpa constantly being mean to him. And looking at Milarepa's situation, it certainly appeared that he was this young person who was really destitute, poorly off.
Then marba tini salalojung chisa songore tini nyima chigla ta lomma jamba tum tarshin ni tini khoso phair la tini songdu tini jibzim mala repa tini khorang ti khorang ga lob chok to som tarshin di tini mar lam lam khala mare kini tini khorang yar shir tini lama ga salalogndu tini khorang tarung songyo mares.
So the students, that's the Mula Rupa's fellow students, that is the other disciples that he studied with in his cohort, they eventually graduated. And when they graduated, he went to send them off on the road, and then he returned by himself. And when he was coming back up the hill from sending off his fellow students, Marpa was sitting up the top of his house and looking over could see that Mula Rupa was returning. And at this time, Marpa said to his family members who were there, "Oh, that student is very lovable. He had great affection in his heart." However, in terms of the way he actually treated Mula Rupa, there was no affection really at all.
Tini jibza Mula Rupa la, tini marba loza khorang la, tini bui ore, tini khu bu de la khamba le shokzini, tini khamba le, yang khamba yar le sarti, yang mar shik, yang tini yang tan di gagamudu titho la rungo de la khamba le zi, ta te chiran su samba ha ko ore, khamba yar le, yang mar shik, yar le, mar shik, tini chi,
Everybody knows the story of Marpa ordering Mula Rupa to build houses, one for his son, one on top of the mountain. His orders to Mula Rupa to build the houses and then tear them down again, build them up, tear them down. And in the course of this, not teaching him even one word of the Dharma.
Tini ngarang tanda lama yang tini kumbori si korang kesombari mele ati marbalota ngarang tanda lama yang kumbori kyorang tanda lama yang pe kumbori kyo maung barang ngai je panda ngarang gele kanda o tindi kyorang maji mato te loma sola panto guna pe kabore sone kondi tindi sone ore.
Let's say. Even though in the course of his time there, he didn't show much affection. Nevertheless, when Mula Rupa finally obtained great realization and experience, and was preparing to depart from Marpa, then Marpa left him with the parting words of, "Well, a student like you is extremely rare. In the future, there won't be many students like you. In the future, there won't be many teachers like me. But due to the fact that there won't be many students like you in the future, don't treat them as I have treated you."
Then Marbalota Koranga songed the Womaris, the Korangrabo Lamata, Jitamala Rebanda Loma, Namayo Kumbore, Tatayo Kumbores.
And what Marpa said was true. It is really the case. Students like Mula Rupa, they were rare in the past and they're still rare now.
And
These days, if a teacher were to treat students like Mapa treated Milarepa, it would probably be against the law. So these days we don't do this. However, if the lama, if the teacher we have found is one who is absolutely qualified, is a true teacher, then even if they treat us as Mapa did Milarepa, ultimately they will only be of benefit to us. And it is actually said in the Buddhist teachings that in the future what would happen due to the degenerate times, whereas in the past students relying on teachers would be very careful with regards to their actions, in the future it would be reversed, such that teachers would be needing to be very careful with their actions towards students and therefore would be relying on students. So therefore, these days, to be a lama is very difficult. In any case, if we are able to locate or find for ourselves a qualified lama, then we can learn from them, many receive from them many qualities. So even though in general there's a lot, many different criteria mentioned and discussed in the teachings, there is a baseline, a basic minimum of criteria that should be met. So of these basic conditions that should be possessed, the first of these is bodhicitta. It's absolutely important that a lama have bodhicitta. If the teacher in question has true bodhicitta, then even though things might not look so good on the surface, ultimately their actions are of benefit to beings. If a teacher has true bodhicitta, then everything that they do, all of their activities, all that they teach is only for the benefit of other beings. And a teacher with true bodhicitta, except for perhaps some certain circumstances when they don't realize what they're doing, they would never purposefully engage in things that are harmful to their students, for example, for the sake of their own personal interest or something like this.
Lama 장집쌤이 오나 되니 반통이와 말이 되니 라마랑 그 시공도
So besides the first basic condition of bodhicitta, the second basic condition is that the teacher in question needs to know the Dharma or understand the Dharma that we want to receive from them. So if we wish to receive particular teachings, but the teacher doesn't know them, then even though they may have true bodhicitta, they still won't, they won't be able to be of much use.
드니 드니 시바 마츠 드니 양 파르드니 툰 드니 가솔라 드니 파르드니 추디 양 보즈 드니 파르가솔라 솝톰킨 어 딘디즈 고온도스
and besides understanding knowing the teachings in question the teacher needs to have the capacity to actually impart them they need to be able to teach
드니 지파데 드니 가솔라 드니 라마 가솔라 드니 디 송비 추 가솔라 라비 추디 Tini lama rangayang kala kansam nyamlin tini jenkin tini zgoondus.
And besides these conditions, the teacher in question needs to have some needs to have some experiential understanding of the teaching that they are imparting to us. That is, they need to be practicing this teaching.
Tini tindi tini lama tini zraksona. Tini nga tsoko tapa yangpo jangne tini tina.
And if we're able to find a teacher like this, then we can place our faith in them without reservation and they will be able to bring us great benefit. There is a really great difference between the relationship between a university student and a university teacher and the dharmic relationship between a Buddhist disciple and their teacher.
Then Chabar Kandri Orizina, Ta Penangaso. So tang nangla tini sojong ji tini somthar shin tsarwi jini tini girgen da tini da nga so soma so 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 ran tini so 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 ro re ti parla tini mdewa me pa dao tini chang do ndu
so one difference is that in universities in schools when students graduate they go off in their own directions and don't usually maintain much contact with their teachers So aside from the lessons that they teach us when we're actually at school, they don't continue to act beneficially towards us after we have left.
Chila mebata. Yana tini ta lama ndetsarwa. Tinti yina tini chichichungu mendoza. Lama namjin tini nga tso un chila yopatawa tini nangwati yungores.
However, if one has strong faith in one's lama, then it's a very different situation to this. Whether, and it doesn't matter whether or not one is by the side of one's teacher or whether, in fact, one's teacher has already passed away with strong faith, it will seem as if one was still by one's teacher's side. And if we do something wrong, then we will have, it will be as if our teacher is criticizing us or correcting our behavior. And if we, on the other hand, do something good, we do positive things, then we, it's as if we receive the praise or the approval of our teacher, the encouragement.
Then lami o ta tindi chi shok samba longten dao tindi yang yong gores.
And sometimes when we find ourselves in a situation of not being able to make a decision or choice about something, we can receive the help or the guidance, the instruction of our teacher about which path to take. We can receive this kind of prophecy. In the Vajrayana, we often make prayers of never being separated from one's teacher. And in making prayers of this nature, truly, this is how things are or can be. Kenpo Jimmy Punsok, Lama Wish Fulfilling Jewel, we were all the students of his, and we all have this feeling. A lama, a teacher, is extremely, extremely important for the study of the teachings. But as mentioned before, some lamas are more like teachers, and this comes about when we don't have particularly strong faith in the teacher in question, or when the teacher in question has an intellectual understanding but not much experience in practice.
Then lama kashida ama rabo yores ji garizina koran ama ina satang se na tini bogla tini ta sha cha bo tini shin kin jang jang rez
And when we mentioned before that some lamas are like mothers, what was meant here was that these are teachers who treat students with great love and affection and care. They're lamas of great, they have great altruism. They're very caring in their minds. However, due to a lack of familiarity with the teachings, sometimes like mothers, despite their care and their desire to be of benefit to their students, they don't necessarily know the best way of doing this. And it's not to say that everyone who wears these robes is a lama. Among people who wear these robes, there are tricksters, there are frauds, there are people who have no qualities, there are people who go around claiming themselves to have many qualities, but in actual fact don't. So in order to evaluate whether a lama, it's really important to investigate them in the long term. And in the Vajrayana teachings, it's said that it's necessary to observe a teacher for a period of 12 years to establish whether or not they are qualified.
Yeah.
But these days, we probably don't have that much time. But But to some extent or to some degree, it's important that we do investigate the teacher. If we fail to do any investigation of a teacher and just muddle-headedly go about relying on them, and then when problems arise, we go around criticizing them, then this is our mistake. Once we have found a good and qualified Lama, then our future path of study and practice can come along very well. We are going to conclude our morning's teaching now. So everyone, please rest well, and if you have some time, go over the teachings that we've looked at this morning. And thank you very much to everyone.